From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Lori Klein reading Roberta and the Renegade by Stephen and Janet Bly. Now let's begin. And I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. They shall return unto me with their whole heart. Jeremiah 24, 7. Chapter 1, Carson City, Nevada, Sunday, May 1st, 1881. The scent of mint and clover sprang fresh and green from the manicured yard where two little boys played. Trees and bushes were trimmed and budding out. All was serene and pleasant under clear skies in the afternoon sunshine until...
"I shot you, Manitoba Joe. You're supposed to be dead."
"You missed me."
"I did not."
"Did too. Bullet went right over my head and hit the tree limb. That KB type to drop to the ground, roll behind the tree and set you off to kingdom come."
"Your gun jammed."
"Did not."
"Did too."
"A Winchester 73 never jabs."
"I thought you had a Henry rifle."
"I changed my mind."
This front yard drama was monitored by a 5'4" middle-aged lady with curly, dark brown hair, delicate but sharply defined features, and a penetrating brown-eyed gaze.
"Timothy?"
she called out from the Nevada Street porch of her two-story Carson City house. At the sound of his grandmother's voice, he called back,
"Grandma Judith, Douglas won't play fair."
Judith Kingston wiped her hands on her white apron and slapped...